Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fundamental, this idea of the age of polycrisis, you know, where you've got all these massive global crises, climate, finance, you name it all, hitting at once, feeding off each other. And the problem is, our usual ways of managing things, well, they're just not cutting it. Waterfall's too slow, too rigid.
Right. And agile, while it's great for iteration, can sometimes lack that overarching strategic direction. It gets lost in the weeds.
Exactly. Our sources are saying they're both stuck managing tasks and features. They weren't really built for handling deep intent or guiding genuine transformation when everything's chaotic. So that's our mission for this deep dive, to really unpack accessible symbolic programming, or ASP. It's pitched as a new kind of communication protocol, one designed for humans and AI agents to collaborate with real clarity, especially when things are complex and unpredictable.
Yeah, and ASP tries to tackle the AI alignment problem head-on using a couple of core ideas. The first one is what they call telos primacy.
Telos primacy, okay.
Basically, the ultimate purpose of telos is treated as the absolute top priority. It's baked into the communication architecture itself.
So it's not just a suggestion. It's like the constitution for any action.
Precisely. It forces the system, including AI, to encode the real intent, not just chase some proxy metric. It's trying to prevent things like reward hacking.
Okay, makes sense. What's the second idea?
That's the adaptive transformation cycle, or ATC. Now, this isn't your typical project plan. It's more like a shared language, a conceptual map for how change actually happens in complex systems.
A map for change. Interesting.
Think of it like a universal grammar. It has phases like expandus, that's gross exploration, then fore perturb, some kind of crisis or disruption hits.
Which feels inevitable these days.
Right. Then maybe forecollap E, which sounds bad, but it can be a necessary correction, shedding what doesn't work. And finally, if we're learning and restarting the cycle, hopefully stronger, it gives everyone, human or AI, the same reference points for navigating messy, nonlinear change.
Okay, so we have these core ideas, telos primacy and this ATC map. How does it look day to day? How do you actually use it? Well, the practical side is this thing called the CASTM protocol. It's the sort of surface syntax, the human readable part. A full strategic message, like a major decision, has to be this structured packet. It needs six things: context, action, subject, telos, evidence, and modifiers. Forces you to be really clear.
Right. It mandates clarity.
But hang on. If every single communication needs all six parts, isn't that just incredibly bureaucratic? Doesn't it kill the speed you need sometimes?
Good question. And that's exactly why they built in the tiered invocation system. You're right. The full six-part CASTM structure, that's tier two, strategic invocation.
Okay.
That's only for the big stuff. High-stakes decisions, major changes in direction where you absolutely need that deep alignment and clarity.
So not for, like, asking someone to update a spreadsheet.
Exactly. For routine tasks, things within an already established context, you use tier one. That's the command invocation. It can be super simple, like just lottled out. It keeps things agile for the day-to-day.
Okay, that balance makes sense. Strategic clarity when needed, agility otherwise.
But there's another crucial piece for making this whole thing work. Trust and accountability. And that comes from the principle of evidentiary grounding.
Evidence. Okay, so data.
Yes. Any strategic action, any tier two invocation, must cite objective, traceable data, the evidence. You can't just declare a telos and run off.
Right.
You have to show why this action in this context serves that purpose based on actual evidence. It connects the what we want delos with the what is real evidence.
So it's a validation check. Prevents people or AI from pursuing the right goal, but maybe at the wrong time or based on flawed assumptions.
Precisely. It builds trust, especially in human agent teaming, HAT, because the reasoning is transparent and data backed.
Let's talk applications. The sources mentioned decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs. They often struggle, right?
They certainly can. Issues like voter apathy, confusing proposals.
Yeah, proposals can be incredibly dense or ambiguous. So ASP offers a kind of governance grammar.
Exactly. A CASTM structured proposal is much clearer. It lowers the barrier, the cognitive load, for voters to understand what's being proposed and why.
And crucially, that link between telos and evidence, it shifts the dynamic.
It aims to. Instead of just being about who has the most voting power, you know, whale dominance, it forces the debate towards merit. Is this proposal actually aligned with our core purpose, telos? Is it supported by real evidence?
Makes the arguments more substantive.
That's the idea. And, you know, stepping back, this is an entirely new territory conceptually. ASP feels like a modern take on Stafford Beer's work from the 70s.
Ah, the cybernetics.
Well, arguably it lacked the technology, but also it lacked this kind of robust, purpose-driven communication protocol to actually coordinate everything effectively. ASP could be seen as supplying that missing piece.
Interesting connection.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. Imagine a system for coordinating large-scale action that's based not on price signals, which can be volatile and, frankly, misleading sometimes, but on clearly declared purpose, TLOs, and verifiable data evidence. Could something like ASP provide the coordination backbone for those more speculative ideas, like a resource-based economy that people have talked about for decades?
Wow. Okay.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What scale of crisis, what level of breakdown in our current systems would it take for major global institutions to actually adopt something like this, a kind of constitutional grammar for governance?
A challenging question indeed. Lots to think about there.